all of you out there in Radioland. This is KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. And for our virtual listeners, we hope you stay glued to kptz.org. Our website is more than a way to just listen to today's shows. For example, you can find the biographies of all of our hosts and DJs. You can look up calendar listings to see what's happening around town. You can even sample some earlier shows. In fact, most of our original programming is up as podcast. You know, double your listening pleasure. Listen to today's show, but listen to an older one, too. You might learn something. I'm Marianne McNellis. This show is called Our Town. Have you ever wondered who the people are that you see every day around the area? Who was watching that loud four-year-old at Dogs Afoot? He was gleefully squirting ketchup all over himself and his friend. And who was that bearded millennial down by the Maritime Center? He was wearing a dress shirt and a name tag. The outfit was so not Port Townsend. And have you noticed that the big 100-foot peace sign on the corner of F and San Juan is now freshly mowed? Back in 2008, there were hundreds of daffodils growing into the peace sign. Rumor has it more flowers are being planted now. But there's even more happening at that corner lot now. Someone is rebuilding that old shack. What's going on? Is this a new condo trend? What's with that? This show, Our Town, profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work in Jefferson County. We talk with people who make up the eclectic mix around the peninsula. We talk about their lives, their dreams, and how they ended up on the western edge of the continent, able to look across the Strait of Juan de Fuca, right at Vancouver Island, Canada. Over time, we'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and baristas, the lawyers and the ladies who lunch. We try to find out what makes them tick and what they think about living in beautiful Jefferson County amid the deer, the otter, and even the magnificent soaring eagles. Today, my guest is Mile Vokurka, who's the new conductor of the Port Townsend beloved summer band. Welcome to the show, Miles.
Well, thank you for having me here.
So let's start at the beginning. Are you a local boy born and bred in Jefferson County?
No, I am not. I grew up in Chicagoland. And before that, when I was born, I was in the old country. I was in Czechoslovakia. I was born in the Czech Republic and came over here with my parents when I was 5 years old.
5 years old. So your original birth language then was not English, correct?
No.
So do you remember actually coming across at age five?
I do. We came over with my grandmother on the Queen Mary. So we actually escaped from the Czech Republic. My father and mother wanted to get out. Things weren't the same as they were when the family was younger.
So what did your father do? What was his profession?
He was he owned a music store in the town where we lived, and he also had a dance band at one of the clubs in the evening. So he was a musician.
I see. And you mentioned that your grandmother came as well. Was it hard for them to emigrate to the States? I mean, legal-wise, or was it easy?
I'm not sure. I was 5 years old.
Right.
I imagine it was hard. At that time, we weren't allowed to take anything other than a suitcase with our clothing. So it was kind of like Schindler's List, in a way.
Wow.
But my parents had friends in the United States, mainly in Chicagoland.
How come they had a Chicago connection versus New York or wherever?
I don't know. There are ethnic communities all over the country.
Right.
And for the Czech people, Chicago is one of the places that a lot of Czechs emigrate to. Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. There are a lot of Czech people.
Interesting.
So we moved to suburban area outside Chicago. My parents knew friends here who had come before us.
As far as you know, was it easy for your dad to get a job?
No. My father, when he came over, was a little apprehensive about the musicians' union in Chicago. He mm-hmm. did not like the fact that musicians had to join the union. So he got a job at a factory working with tools, a factory that made electric drills, sanders, things like that.
I see.
And that's what he did the rest of his life.
You were five, so you started school. Did you have any English at all when you first started school?
No.
Was that hard?
But it was an interesting situation. I was 5 years old.
Right.
Just the right age to go to kindergarten.
Right.
And we were in a little town called Lyons, Illinois. My parents enrolled me at Lincoln Grade School, and my kindergarten teacher, this was in October, school had just started. My kindergarten teacher's name was Mrs. Czech. And she,
how convenient.
It was. I walked into the classroom, and I thought all the kids were talking German because I had never really heard English.
Right.
But my teacher, apparently, I don't remember the details, but I did catch on rather quickly.
Yeah, they say that kids of that age or even younger, it's really easy for them to pick up the language.
Yep.
So how long do you think it took you to be fluent?
I can't tell you that. Probably by the end of the year, I was speaking pretty well.
Yeah,
and I had enough child friends in the area that kind of helped me. They were not Czech speaking, but they were friends. I remember the first time I had to catch a baseball. Somebody threw a baseball at me, and I didn't know what to do. And I have a wonderful little scar on my upper lip.
Oops.
where the ball hit me.
Well, I think there are lots of American kids who have the same thing, frankly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did your father, I mean, he was a musician, and he ended up working in a factory. He must have still loved music.
He did. He joined a choral group.
Mm-hmm.
The CSA, not the Confederate States of America, but the Czechoslovak Society of America, was a very popular group in the Midwest, and they had a men's choral group that he joined and enjoyed singing.
What about you? When did you first get interested in music?
My father made me he wanted me to play the piano,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't have any money to buy a piano, so my father made me a keyboard on a piece of cardboard. And got me a teacher whose name was Mr. Tlusty. And Tlusty in Czech means Mr. Fat. Mr. Fat was my teacher, Mr. Tlusty. And I would practice on my cardboard keyboard. And once a week, I would go to Mr. Tlusty's house and hear what I was practicing. So that was when I was probably 6 or 7. And then in grade school, the grade school had a nice orchestra, string orchestra, which is unusual, and a band. And the band director, Mr. Boker, I was in fourth grade, and my father happened to have a leftover clarinet. So I started clarinet when I was in fourth grade with Mr. Boker in the Pershing grade school band.
Mm-hmm.
We wore green capes.
Did you march in parades?
We did.
Cool.
Mr. Boker was a retired Navy musician, so he had us marching.
That would be fun. I always wondered, it must be cold marching in some of those parades.
Only in the winter.
Well, yeah, right. I would think
so. In the summer, it can get very, very hot. Yeah.
Okay, so when you were a little bit older, like let's say in high school, did you have a clear idea of what you wanted to do when you grew up?
Not really. I was in music. I was in the high school band and orchestra. But I also enjoyed mathematics and science, and I thought that I should get a degree in something that will give me a good livelihood. When I graduated, I went to college as an engineering student, but I was still playing a lot.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Northwestern University, just north of Chicago in Evanston.
So you started out in engineering. Did you stick with it?
I started out in engineering. I was in the engineering school for 2 quarters, and I realized I was spending all my time down in the music building, and I thought maybe that's what I should do, and so I did. I transferred to music, eventually got my degree in music education, and I have a master's degree in performance.
From Northwestern?
Both from Northwestern, yeah. I was very lucky to get into Northwestern.
That's a great school.
Oh, it is. Still is.
So what was your first real job experience out of university?
I was very young, and it was at that time it was hard for me to find a job. But I did get a job in Northwestern Illinois in a little town called Warren, Illinois. Warren, Apple River, and they wanted someone to teach music, band, particularly in the high school, middle school, and grade school. It was a very small town. The total enrollment of the high school was 400, which I thought was very small. And of those 400 high school kids, 150 of them were in the band.
That's amazing.
It was. And there was a lady there by the name of Velma Geach. And Velma had been there for 40 years teaching band. And she was the wife of the local banker. And she finally decided to retire. And she was like a mother to these kids. And yeah, there were lots of them.
Must have been a strong personality to get that many of them playing.
It's a very tight-knit little community. It was. Farmers.
Yeah, well, so you were essentially a city kid.
I was.
You went to this small town. Was it hard to adjust?
I didn't feel like I really fit into the small town. But the people were very nice to me. They would bring me slaughtered goose and fresh milk and
so wait
vegetables.
A minute, slaughtered goose. I mean, was it just was it cut up, or were you expected to do that?
No, it wasn't cut up, but it was feathered. It was plucked clean. So, I know for Christmas you could have a roast goose because.
Did you know how to do that?
Actually, I do. I think.
Did you when you got the first one, or did you have to learn?
The goose.
Yeah, the goose.
Well, my grandmother was still living with us.
Ah.
Even at that point, yeah, she would do all these exotic Eastern European meals.
And
roast
her.
Goose was pretty common.
Yeah. So you had your grandmother's recipe and you were able to do it.
Well, I watched her enough.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
good.
We would have goose and kidneys and tripe soup and a lot of interest and dumplings and sauerkraut. And
yes.
It was great food.
So how long did you stay in the country town?
Well, at that point in my life, I was almost engaged to a young lady that I met at school at Northwestern, and we tried to get her a job in the country. She had a mathematics degree, and she wanted to somehow use her mathematics degree, and there were no jobs in Warren, Illinois for her, and we were getting married, so I was only there 1 year and left, taught in Bensonville, Illinois. It was a much larger high school, but I was the assistant band director. I was the assistant choral director, and I taught general music. That was a wonderful school.
You're listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM on the radio dial. The show's called Our Town. I'm the host, Mary Ann McNellis. Our Town profiles some of the fascinating, unique individuals who make up the fabric of our community. Today, my guest is the new conductor of the Port Townsend Summer Band, Miles Vokurka. Miles has just been telling me about his early career teaching music back in Illinois. So, Miles, we're a long way from Illinois, but you stayed there for, what, 20 years more?
Yes, I taught for 20 years.
And then you retired, I guess.
I thought I was going to retire, and my wife, who had this mathematics degree and wanted to do something, got a job with the Illinois Bell Telephone Company at the time that they were just switching over from manual billing to computerized billing. Mm. And so she got involved in that for a couple of years, and I ended up being home by myself, and it did not feel good. So
home alone.
I had done enough traveling with the music groups that I was with that I ended up getting a job with a tour company.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Before you go on, we sort of glossed over that. I don't think most people, me included, realize how much band directors travel.
We did.
You know, so where are some of the places you went?
We took the Fenton High School band to Europe for 16 days back in 1969.
Wow.
16 days in Europe. For about 50 students, and all the students went free of charge because we chartered two Super DC-8 airliners, 251 passengers each, and we sold the empty seats to people who wanted to fly to Europe for 16 days.
Wow.
And basically, those passengers paid the way
for the kids.
For the kids.
Wow.
So it was a wonderful experience for the kids.
Wow. And so you were sort of chaperoning 50 teenagers in Europe for 16
yes.
days?
Well, the principal came along, and enough parents came along that they were okay.
And, they had a good time.
They had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And we traveled to Canada a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Florida, and we went to Washington, D.C., played at the Pentagon.
Wow.
And the steps of the Capitol building. A lot of groups do that. In fact, I'm not sure whether the Port Townsend Band has done that. They may have done that in the past, but I'm not. I know Port Angeles Band just finished doing that this last spring. So
interesting. So you went into the travel business.
I did.
And what part of the travel business were you in?
I was worked for a company that did motor coach tours for senior citizens, people 55 and older, and they were, for the most part, short 3-4-day, 5-day motor coach tours, and they were custom designed so that older folks could do the whole trip without getting too upset. Not too many steps, food that was good and plenty of it, and things that older folks would enjoy. Dinner theater, the company had trips to Nashville. They did a trip to Windsor, Ontario for gambling. They did Wisconsin Dells, St. Louis, Memphis, relatively short trips.
So how long were you doing that?
I was for 4 years. I became a tour manager. I designed trips.
Well, I have a friend in that business, and she found it very stressful trying to please 50 people on the trips.
As the tour managers, we had to go on our own trips to make sure they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed my trips, but we had people who hated the trip. Everything was wrong, and the first thing they would do when they got back would call in and sign up for another tour.
Some people just like to complain.
The company was doing something right. They had 25,000 regular travelers.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It was a big company.
But this was also based in Illinois.
Downers Grove, Illinois.
Okay, so
Mayflower Tours.
We are sitting here in beautiful Port Townsend, Washington. How did you end up making the transition from Illinois to Port Townsend?
I have 3 children. My oldest daughter went to college and got a degree in art, and she and her boyfriend were trying to find a place that they thought was someplace they could get work as artists. And for some reason, they decided to drive. They packed a U-Haul truck and drove to Seattle. And the next thing we knew, my wife and I got a phone call that they're getting married about 6 months after they got here. And I had never been to the Northwest. And we flew out for their wedding. And the Northwest is a wonderful place. We came out in late September, early October, when the weather is just perfect.
Yeah.
So I was about ready to really retire at that point, and we flew back the following year and the year after that, and we kept getting further and further out from Seattle. I could not afford a house in Seattle.
Right.
We went out on Bainbridge Island and Kitsap and didn't quite find anything, and then one day we crossed the Hood Canal Bridge, and there was this little town here called Port Townsend that I had never heard of. And I went home and found out that it's a very, very classy, artsy community. So we came out the following year and bought property and had a house built. It's the easy way around getting something that you really want. You don't have to find a house that you like. You create the house that you like.
Okay, so what year was that?
That was 1993.
Okay. And you didn't know anyone in Port Townsend?
No.
So how did you first, you know, get involved with the community?
It's a very friendly community.
Yes.
you can walk down the street and you get friends right away, or at least I did. And now I'm to the point where I know most of the people that work at Safeway.
Did you join the band right away?
I not right away. It took me, I think, a year or two to figure out there was a band in town, and it was a very good band back there. There was a retired band director from California whose name was E.J. Gady, and he started the Port Townsend Summer Band to kind of cover the space in the summer months when the orchestra wasn't playing. So a lot of the wind players and drummers, brass players from the orchestra at that time got together and formed this small band, and it grew very quickly.
Well, it's a much-loved band in Port Townsend. And a couple of years ago, I interviewed the now-retired conductor, Carl Bach, and you're taking over from someone that's well-admired in the community. But there might be some of our listeners who don't really know too much about the summer band. This show is going to air the last week in May, which your very first concert is going to be on Memorial Day, correct?
That is correct, at the American Legion.
Right. And tell us a little bit about the schedule for the summer.
Well, the schedule's been pretty regular every summer. The band always begins with Memorial Day, mm-hmm. and in the fall, they also play the Veterans Day. But then during the summer months, June, July, and August, the band plays outdoor concerts, and they're typically more often at Chesimoca Park. Sometimes the band will play at the Pope Marine Park across the street from the American Legion Hall. So we have concerts at the end of June, July, and August, the last Sunday of the month, mm-hmm. 3 o'clock.
Okay. The Memorial and Veterans Day concerts are a little bit different, and they're very moving, and some of our listeners probably haven't been to one. Explain a little bit about what's done at that particular.
We honor the women and men who are in the armed forces, and for Memorial Day, basically the intent is to remember those soldiers that lost their lives fighting in wars, Second World War, Korean War, Vietnam, all the stuff going over in the Middle East now and Afghanistan. And
one of the things that happens is the band plays a little bit of the song of each of the branch of service.
We do.
And then the vets from that, you know, if they're Marines, they stand up.
Right.
And then Army or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's very touching.
The Armed Forces on Parade.
That's what it's called, yes.
So you have the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Carl also added the Merchant Marines, mm-hmm. which are not technically part of the armed forces, but they supply things for the soldiers.
True, yeah. One of the interesting things about this band is the age range. What's the roughly the youngest and oldest you have in
the
band?
Well, we have high school students. I think the youngest one is a sophomore. We have about 4 or 5 high school students this year. There have been high school students in the summer band every year. And then it goes all the way up to people in their 80s and everything in between. These are people who played music when they were in school, and some of them were professional musicians at one time. And we get together. It's a voluntary group. All we get out of the experience is the joy of making music together. We just had our first rehearsal this past Tuesday.
Cool.
And I know this show's going to air at the end of the month, but our first rehearsal was May 1st. And we had about 40 good players there.
Excellent. How often do you rehearse?
We rehearse once a week, every Tuesday.
Okay.
And this year we're rehearsing at the high school in the music wing of Port Townsend High School.
That's good.
So every Tuesday, May, June, July, and August.
Okay.
And then we'll have several quick rehearsals before November 11th.
Okay. You mentioned that, like many things in Port Townsend, the band is totally voluntary.
Yes.
No one's paid anything.
Right.
And I'll put in a little pitch here for it. One of your dreams, you told me, is that somehow the band could have matching shirts.
Well, we want to get new shirts. The shirts that the band is wearing now, the green shirts that say Port Townsend Summer Band, there are three versions of that shirt at this point. And some of them are pushing 20 years old. We would like to get a new set of shirts that are uniform for everyone.
Right.
And everything looks the same, and a kind of a little upscale shirt from the T-shirts that we have now to a, I think it's called a polo shirt. It
right.
has a collar.
Right.
And nicely finished sleeves.
Donations are welcome.
They are. and we do take donations at all of our performances.
Right. If you want to donate to the Port Townsend Summer Band,
come to our rehearsals on Tuesday nights.
At the high school or a performance.
Or a performance. That's how we exist. We buy music with that. We pay our fees that we have to pay. We have to be part of ASCAP. Since we play music in public, we have to pay a fee to the American Society of Composers, Arrangers, and Publishers.
Right. Now, you're the new conductor. It's a very traditional band, of course, but yes. Do you have any changes that you're thinking about, including some new music or anything?
Not really. It'll be basically newer music. Mm-hmm. Carl was famous and still is famous for writing music.
Right.
And we will play an occasional Carl Bach piece, but most of the music will be new to our library.
Cool. Can you mention some of the things you're thinking of playing?
Well, we're doing, for Memorial Day, we're doing a wonderful arrangement of Abide With Me. It's an old hymn, mm-hmm. but it's written so well. And we're doing the Battle Hymn of the Republic, two or three patriotic medleys. We're doing some Sousa marches. What else? We're doing a Carl Bach Quilts of Valor march. There, every year, there is a group of women in town here, and there may be some men, who create quilts for veterans. Right. They've been doing this for, 4 or 5 years now, at least. And so Memorial Day, Veterans Day, there will be maybe 20 or 30 people who will get quilts.
Great. And you also told me the other day that at some point in the summer you're going to be playing some James Bond music.
We are later on.
And Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is celebrating its 75th anniversary this summer, and so am I.
Well, Miles, we're just about out of time here. I just want to ask you, I know you're really involved with music, but what else do you do? What are some of your other hobbies or passions?
I like to do crossword puzzles, mm-hmm. but not the regular crossword puzzles. I like to do cryptic crossword puzzles, British puzzles. I like woodworking. I have a pilot's license, but I don't fly anymore. I can't afford it. But I used to love to fly and do some woodworking.
Well, it sounds like fun, and we're all looking forward to the upcoming season of the Port Townsend Summer Band. I want to thank you for being a guest on the show, Miles. It's been a lot of fun. I also want to thank my partner, John McPherson. He's the man in the glass booth. He's the one that edits out all the bloopers so that we sound so poised and sophisticated during our interviews. I also want to thank our program director, Larry Stein, and KPTZ's chairman, Robert Ambrose. Both work long and hard to make KPTZ the best community radio station possible. You've been listening to Our Town on KPTZ Port Townsend, 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Marianne McNellis. Today, my guest has been the new conductor of the Port Townsend Summer Band, Miles Vokurka. The band's summer season opens on Monday, May 28th, Memorial Day, with a moving tribute to our military past and present. I go every year, and I cry through at least part of it. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned to KPTZ Port Townsend for more eclectic, dynamic community radio.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Marianne McNellis and engineered by John McPherson.